Franklin Templeton wins SEC clearance to put ETFs into tokenized fund. Franklin Templeton has received SEC clearance to let its conventional ETFs and mutual funds invest in its tokenized money market fund, a step the firm describes as a U.S. first. The clearance was reported on August 21, 2026, and it moves blockchain-settled fund shares from a standalone product into a building block that traditional funds can hold on their balance sheets. The tokenized fund in question is Franklin's on-chain money market vehicle, one of the earliest registered U.S. funds to record share ownership on a public blockchain. Until now, that fund sat beside the firm's traditional lineup. The SEC's sign-off lets Franklin's ordinary ETFs and mutual funds allocate into it directly, which means the tokenized fund's shares can become a cash management holding inside products that retail and institutional investors already buy. A tokenized fund becomes a portfolio ingredient. The distinction matters more than the headline suggests. Regulators have permitted tokenized funds to exist for a few years. What changed is that a large asset manager can now route money from its mainstream vehicles into a blockchain-based fund without building a separate structure or seeking a bespoke exemption each time. That turns tokenization from a customer-facing gimmick into internal financial plumbing. A money market fund is where funds park short-term cash to earn yield while staying liquid. If a tokenized version can serve that role for other funds, the on-chain rails move from the shop window into the back office, where the real volume sits. Franklin has been one of the more persistent traditional managers in this area. It has run an on-chain money market fund for years and has argued that recording shares on a blockchain can cut settlement, friction, and reconciliation costs. This clearance is the first time that argument gets tested inside its own fund complex at scale. Institutional confidence in on-chain settlement. The approval lands during a stretch of heavy institutional movement into tokenized real-world assets. Ondo's tokenized stock platform recently crossed $1 billion in total value locked, and Injective became the first Layer 1 blockchain to register as an SEC transfer agent. HSBC and Standard Chartered ran a tokenized deposit across the Swift ledger. Each of those is a different bet on the same idea, that regulated assets can live and settle on programmable rails. Franklin's clearance is arguably the most conventional version of that bet. And that is the point. This is not a crypto-native protocol reaching for legitimacy. It is a decades-old asset manager receiving a green light to plumb tokenized shares into products that sit in ordinary brokerage accounts. Regulatory comfort with on-chain settlement is what the clearance signals, and it arrives while the Blockchain Association is pressing the SEC to scrap two rules it says still block tokenization. The market backdrop is firm. Bitcoin traded at $73,763, up 6.2% over 24 hours as of August 21, 2026, with Ether at $2,345 and XRP up 14.2% on the day. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 67 in greed territory. Tokenized money market products tend to move on regulatory and rate signals rather than spot crypto prices, but the broader risk appetite is not fighting the news. Consequences for cash management and payments. For treasurers and fund managers, a tokenized money market fund that mainstream vehicles can hold changes how idle cash gets handled. On-chain shares can, in principle, settle around the clock and move without waiting for a conventional clearing cycle. That is attractive for anyone managing collateral or liquidity across time zones. There is a payments thread here too. Tokenized money market shares and regulated stablecoins are converging on the same job. A yield-bearing blockchain-native dollar instrument that can be moved and settled programmatically. Stablecoin activity in the card sector has already crossed $1 billion in monthly top-up volume, and card issuers increasingly settle in stablecoins behind the scenes. A tokenized fund that pays yield and settles on-chain could eventually sit alongside those instruments as institutional cash infrastructure. None of this reaches consumers directly yet. The clearance is about how Franklin's funds invest, not about a product a shopper can swipe, but the direction points toward blockchain rails moving deeper into the core of asset management, where the largest pools of money are managed. The regulatory read, the clearance also reads as a data point on the SEC's current posture. approving an in-house tokenized fund as a permissible holding for registered ETFs and mutual funds requires the agency to be comfortable that on-chain record keeping meets custody, valuation, and investor protection standards. That comfort has been building through 2026 as tokenization filings and transfer agent registrations cleared review. For competitors, the move sets a template. If Franklin can plumb its tokenized fund into its mainstream products under existing rules, other managers with on-chain funds have a path to argue for the same treatment. The likely result is more traditional fund complexes treating tokenized money market shares as a standard cash management tool rather than a novelty.